This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump is on his way home from Vietnam after cutting short his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with no new agreement signed. VOA's Steve Herman tells us why.
The table had been set for a celebratory lunch and a ceremony prepared for Trump and Kim to sign agreements. But both events were hastily canceled just before noon on Thursday, bringing a premature end to their second summit. Trump told a news conference Kim wanted all sanctions against North Korea lifted in exchange for a partial dismantling of its nuclear program. But that was not sufficient.
I could have signed an agreement today, and then you people would have said, oh, what a terrible deal, what a terrible thing he did. Now you have to be prepared to walk.
Asked whether he is willing to try again at a third summit, Trump replied, no such meeting is planned, but he is hopeful. An agreement can be reached eventually. Steve Herman, VOA News, Hanoi.
Later, North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho contradicted President Trump's version of why the talks broke down. Ri said North Korea offered to permanently and completely dismantle all the nuclear production facilities in the Yongbyon area if the U.S. offered only partial relief from sanctions. In a rare midnight news conference, the foreign minister read a statement saying that Kim Jong-un and his delegation asked only for relief of those sanctions that targeted the civil economy and the livelihood of all people. In his statement, Ri also said the U.S. insisted North Korea take an additional step beyond shutting down the Yongbyon facility in exchange for sanctions relief. Ri added that this may have been the best chance the two nations had to reach an agreement. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel's Attorney General announced Thursday that he intends to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on multiple corruption charges, a development that could end Netanyahu's political career. But as Linda Gradstein reports, Netanyahu remains defiant.
After 2 years of investigations, Israel's attorney general recommended that the prime minister be charged with bribery in one case and breach of trust in two others, subject to a hearing. Netanyahu hit back hard at the attorney general and what he called the leftist media, accusing them of trying to make sure he loses the upcoming election. He said that he is 4,000% sure that all of the accusations against him will be proved false and that he will continue to be prime minister for many years to come. The attorney general's recommendation for indictment comes 39 days before Israel's election and could swing support away from Netanyahu and his Likud party. Linda Gradstein, for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Somali officials say at least 15 people were killed Thursday in two car bomb attacks in Mogadishu. The first explosion occurred when a vehicle loaded with explosives was detonated on one of the capital city's busiest streets. Eyewitnesses said dozens of people were sitting outside hotels and restaurants in the area when the bomb went off. An hour after the first explosion, a second one occurred outside another hotel near the busy K4 junction in Mogadishu. There was no confirmation of casualties from the second attack. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. The UN Security Council has failed to reach agreement on competing proposals to find a way forward in Venezuela. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The first resolution put forward by the United States called for new elections, what it called the peaceful restoration of democracy in Venezuela, and unhindered delivery of humanitarian aid. It got 9 votes in the 15-member council, but was vetoed by Russia and China. The second, introduced by Russia, got 4 votes. It would have expressed concern about what it called threats of the use of force against Venezuela, and it would have reaffirmed the government's primary role in bringing humanitarian aid into the chaotic country that was once the richest in South America. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, spent a third day on Capitol Hill Thursday, this time testifying to the House Intelligence Committee. California Democrat and Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said that Cohen was cooperative and answered all of the committee's questions. Cohen is scheduled to return to testify before the committee again next week. President Trump and congressional Republicans have called Michael Cohen, who has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, a liar who is only looking to benefit himself. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.